Welcome back to The Ditch. I am your host, co-pastor Chutney Hart, and we are excited to have you in The Ditch with us for yet another amazing week. Please bear with my voice, a little allergies, a little post-nasal drip, all of the wonderful stuff you get in the fall living in South Louisiana, but we are still here with you. We are really excited now that we have taken the time, because that's what it was a matter of, to complete the process so that now The Ditch is on about four different listening platforms. For those of you who would prefer to just do audio only, I know it's Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and I don't even remember all the rest, but thank you so much for hanging in there with us, waiting for that day to come. I want to give a special shout out though to Carisha Dykes, because she just asked me when was I gonna do it via social media, and it was funny because I have been telling Brother Producer I was gonna do it for like 2 summers. I think I've been telling him, because he was like, well, you're gonna have to do it because you need the XYZ. And it's like when she asked the question, the hallelujah chorus started singing and I was able to figure it out. And so we're really excited about that. So my husband and I have been using the catchphrase wheels up. Our baby boy graduated from high school in May, and he's the last one of the 3 babies. And so we're really excited to have him, I don't want to say out of the way, but we finally got him to where he is, we'll put it that way. And because we started early, we were only married for a couple of years, and then we started having children. And your children become the most important thing in your life, right? And so we said, as soon as those babies graduate from school and we get them all across the stage the first time, whether they want to work or whether they want to continue their education, that's going to kind of have to be their choice. But we always said we're going to be wheels up. And so this past week, I was thinking about being wheels up, right? And the Lord dealt with me, and he was like, I want you to go look at it. Go look and see what has to happen. And so we know when an airplane gets ready to take off, after the plane takes off, the last thing they do is they lift the wheels up. And they have to do that. Let me say it this way. If they don't do it, the plane won't wreck. They do it so that it can increase the aerodynamic ability of the plane, because having those wheels down increases drag and it increases resistance. It causes unnecessary weight. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. A familiar passage of scripture in Matthew, the 23rd chapter. If we go to the 12th verse, it says, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. It's whosoever does this himself. I love to tell people that Jesus was a miracle worker, not a magician. Sometimes I think we want God to just do stuff for us so that we don't have to do any work. But in terms of keeping your humility, that's something that you have to do. There are choices, there are decisions that you have to make, and then you just have to decide what you're gonna do or how you're gonna let the matter play out. But when you look at it though, when you begin to humble yourself, when you begin to take a back seat and you allow God to be at the forefront, right? He himself will begin to elevate you. He himself will begin to raise you up. And so I wanted to remind you, wheels up. Do not let the enemy bring you resistance. Do not let him bring drag of any kind to you. All we have to do is focus on a life of living by the fruit of the Spirit. Some days I gotta work on my love. Some days I gotta work on my patience. Some days I gotta work on my hope. Whatever it is, whichever part of that one fruit that you need to improve, just improve it, baby, and keep moving. But wheels up. Don't allow life, the noise of life, or even the burden of life cause you resistance and drag to weigh you down. Don't let sin weigh you down. Don't let secret sin. I told the church one of the things, I guess, that bothers me the most is that in the house of God, in church, there is so much secret sin. There are leaders with animosity in their heart, with malice in their heart, people with unforgiveness, people that are just flat out mean, and they pretend that they are somehow better than people that's doing all kinds of other things. But the last time I checked, all sin stinks in the nostrils of God. So be encouraged on today. Do not allow things that should not be attached to you stay attached to you. Just work on humbling yourself. And if you do that, God Himself will come in and elevate you. I don't care if it's your job, if it's ministry. I know for a fact He'll even do it in your finances. All you have to do is your part. And He said, he that humbles himself. I want to share a piece of my own story, a piece of transparency. I like to play around a little bit with digital stuff. And I was working on a flyer for the ministry. And while I was working on the flyer, I went to put it, because I was just trying to do some service times. People know when you have church, but for some reason, we still have to make these flyers and advertise, because they know. I know they know, because I know how all of us are. But as I began to make the flyer, you know what the Spirit said? He said, girl, get your face off of there. You don't have nothing. You don't have nothing to prove to nobody. I got to keep it together on this camera because I almost went in. He said, you don't owe nobody nothing and you don't have to prove nothing. And in that, though, that was one of the ways that the Lord wants Chutney to keep her humility. That's something that He's using to help me remember. You were a servant for as long as you can remember, and you still a servant. So that's my little personal piece. That's my little thing. You do with it whatever you want to do with it. You put it wherever you need to put it. But wheels up in this season. Do not let anyone or anything cause you unnecessary drag, pulling you down while God is raising you up. I want you to remember, as always, there is safety just beyond the ditch.